This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the audio sidekick to the Bigger Pockets blog. I'm your host, Tyler. And think about it this way. Each of these episodes is like one short chapter from a giant audiobook written by the world's best and brightest real estate investors.
Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
Managing your finances used to be a pain. It was either useless apps or overcomplicated spreadsheets. Ugh. But now, with Monarch Money, managing your money is easier than ever. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can even collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor at no extra cost to get a joint view of all your finances. Customize your dashboard, notifications, and budgets with a tap. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show right here will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. That's monarchmoney.com/bigger for your extended 30-day free trial.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rolling with the punches. Achieving financial freedom in 2 years. By Lindsay Frankel. Andrew Brzee never wanted to work for someone else. "I don't want to build somebody else's dream," he says. "I want to build mine." And that was his motivation for putting in the work it would take to become financially free in just 2 years after buying his first investment property. So in an episode of the Bigger Pockets Rookie podcast, Brzee explains the obstacles that could have easily led him to give up on his dream and how you can cultivate perseverance even when your luck seems to run dry. He lets us in on the lessons he learned while developing his investment strategy and even provides the cure for analysis paralysis, giving real estate rookies hope that financial freedom is in no way out of reach. Whether it's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, it will be much quicker than you think, he says. Starting small. So as a 15 or 16-year-old, Brzee was checked out. All the Ritalin in the world couldn't get me to focus at school, he says. But when someone gave him a copy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it sparked an instant passion for real estate investing. I knew from then on I wanted to be a real estate investor, and I didn't want to work for someone else for the rest of my life. Of course, saving the money he needed to realize his dream would require working several jobs and a lot of sweat equity. Even before Brzee and his wife were ready to purchase their first property with the income they saved, they got some experience rehabbing his parents' basement, laying the groundwork for the hard work to come. My parents were super generous with us. Let us move into the basement, and we took 6 years off and on, building a full apartment in the basement. So we put in every Sunday for 8 hours. And then whenever we could during the week, we built a full bathroom, a full kitchen, put in a laundry room, put a bedroom. We put a window below grade. So when they viewed a property that with 4 units that needed love, Brzee had the confidence to move forward. Putting in the time and rolling with the punches. Brzee and his wife used all their savings to buy 2 duplexes, one with an FHA loan and one with a conventional loan. When the transaction was complete, they had only $2,000 left in the bank. but Brzee had the ingenuity to recognize the right strategy that would get all four units in rentable condition. And the first thing we did was say, okay, which of these four units is in the best shape that we can get on the market? Over 6 months, they moved from one unit to the next, making the most urgent improvements first. It was just all hands on deck, every moment. We could possibly put in before work, after work, whatever we could do. They made it work by putting in the time and rolling with the punches. For example, when they couldn't permit one of the one bedrooms for a short-term rental, they used the monthly or medium-term rental strategy. I turn over the unit every 2, 3, or 4 months, and I still get almost as much as I would as a short-term rental, says Brzee. And this strategy has lifestyle benefits for the couple as well. Longer-term tenants tend to be more respectful of the landlord next door. Brzee says he's clear in the Airbnb description and title that the unit is ideal for extended stays to encourage bookings for the unit. With all repairs and expenses covered, including his personal internet access, he says, we're on pace to make about $1,200 a month. There's a time to hustle and a time to delegate. Putting the labor into the first four units left Brzee with a faulty mindset. I thought I could do more or better than others. So we bought another duplex and I ended up, when I quit my job, rehabbing that for an entire year. He was stuck in the mindset that he needed to protect his cash, preventing him from seeing the opportunity cost of finishing the work himself. And so I should have farmed things out sooner. Now, Brzee has put his tools in storage, literally, and resolved to get help from contractors who can finish the work quicker. This allows him to earn more money by getting units ready for rent sooner. Still, there's a time to hustle, he admits. If you don't have a W-2, if you don't have a ton of extra money, sometimes putting in the work with your own hands is the only way to get started. We put $40,000 into those four units together over 6 months, and we worked our tails off. That was a good use of my time back then, because my ability to get another deal was contingent on me getting those units up and going, spending the least amount of money possible because I didn't have any money left. But later on, it was the exact opposite. I was still in the frame of mind that I was going to do what I did before, and I was not treating it like a business when it should have been. That's where a flexible mindset is important. Evaluate your strategy based on your current financial situation, rather than trying to pinch every penny in repair and remodeling costs. Don't bite off more than you can chew, but also don't get stuck like I was in a mindset that held me back. Brzee says if you know what you're doing and feel confident in the outcome, you can even take the risk of buying your materials with a 0% introductory APR credit card. And then all you need is cash to pay your contractor, he says. Accelerating your success. Brzee says he has the cure for analysis paralysis or overthinking a problem to the point of avoiding action. We've already seen that his success was partly due to the extra time he put into work. But, he says, how and when you make time for your goals is also essential. If every day you just got up 30 minutes earlier instead of giving your time to a boss, if you gave the best moments and brain power of your day to accomplishing your goals, you'd accelerate your success. I got financial freedom long before I thought I would, and I believe it's the consistent daily action. 30 minutes is plenty to make tons of progress. On the other hand, if you don't make a concerted effort, you're probably not going to have the life you want. It's a snowball, but if you don't start it now, you'll wake up at 50 years old building someone else's dream. Whatever your motivation for financial freedom, get it at the forefront of your mind and allow yourself the time to take steps towards your goals. It may require you to sacrifice screen time for the first 30 minutes of each day. In fact, it will probably require a lot of sacrifice throughout the process. But if Brzee's story is any indication, you can realize your dreams faster than you think. So pour everything you've got into the next few years of your life. We dare you to try it and see what happens. That's a wrap on today's episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. If you're enjoying the show, can I ask for a favor? Please leave us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It takes a few seconds and your feedback really helps us out. Thank you. Oh, really? And we'll see you again soon.